Welcome to Health Podcast in Ghana, information about a variety of medical subjects. Before we start this podcast, don't forget the following. These Health Podcasts provide free of charge information about general medical conditions and problems. It is in no case a substitute for a doctor. For questions about your own situation, we refer you to a health care professional.
Hello, my name is Dana Hafiz Babulona. Welcome to Health Podcast Ghana. We are glad you are listening. Before we begin this podcast, don't forget that Health Podcast Ghana is free and available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many more. Just search Health Podcast Ghana and you will find us. You will hear clear episodes on malaria, blood pressure, diabetes, meningitis, and many more. In English language, cucumber, dagwani, and chi are the languages we are recording on for now. Today, once again, we are hearing from Francis Kweku Owusu, who is a senior nurse manager at Kariga Municipal Hospital. This day, we are hearing on the episode Rabies. When you hear rabies, what comes to mind? You will find out all this and many more you didn't know. Just tune in or stay glued, and then we give you more details. Mr. Francis, once again, you are welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Hafiz.
Yes, again, rabies. When you hear rabies, it's about dog, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, so what is rabies in general?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Hafiz. Rabies is a viral disease that attacks the nervous system, and it's almost always fatal once the symptoms starts.
Oh, okay.
And these virus, they are in the saliva of these animals, like dogs, especially dogs, for either from their scratch or from their bites. So cats, bats, foxes, raccoons, you know, in the Western world, they use these animals as their pets. So they have a lot of attention for them. So they do vaccination. But in our part of the world, we use them as pets, but I don't know whether it's the economic standard or the way our understanding of these things are. We don't take care of our pets very well. So when these animals are infected, then they bite people, normally from 15 years and below, because they are those that normally go close to some of these animals. Even though these animals can bite anybody, once they are sick, they get the rabies. And they are scratch. Sometimes they may not even bite or scratch. I read the book that the animal charged towards the man, and the man used the shoe. He was wearing shoes, so he kicked the animal away. And then the saliva on his shoe, I think he used his handkerchief or something to clean it. But he didn't discard the handkerchief. He kept the handkerchief in his pocket. And I think as he was moving through the day, he forgot that he has used a handkerchief to clean the saliva on his shoe.
I see.
And he used a handkerchief. Later in the years, he had the rabies. So when we were taking history, see, he had never had a dog bite. Not at all in his life. But the wife remembered that they were working on a park some years ago, and a dog charged at them, and he used his shoe to boot them. But there was saliva on the shoe. So he used a handkerchief to clean, but he didn't discard the handkerchief. So they suspect that is where the rabies came from. And once the rabies starts in the human being, it is about 1% survival rate. In the whole world, the book I read says that in the whole world, either one or two people have survived of rabies. When you get rabies, when the symptoms start in the human being, your survival rate is just 1%.
1%?
Yes, which means you are more likely to die than to survive. That's how dangerous rabies is. You know, so that's rabies. And if you say virus or viral infection, virus is one of the microorganisms or the germs that causes sickness to us. So some are bacteria, some are virus, some are fungal and all that. So the virus is part of these microorganisms or these germs. And then these virus are in these animals, domestic animals. Some are also in the wild animal, like foxes, the raccoons, cats, dogs, bats, foxes, and monkeys, you know. So once they scratch or they bite, because the virus is in their saliva, if the animal is not sick, the animal cannot transmit the virus. But once the animal is sick of the rabies and he begins to misbehave and bite, you are more likely to get it. You see it? Sometimes they have the rabies, but they're not sick. But since the rabies virus is still in the saliva and they bite or they scratch, you may get the rabies infection.
Rabies, okay. Yeah. Well, I think any bite from animals like dogs, cats, you get rabies. Okay, now I understand that it's just when they are actually exhibiting sicknesses that they become more rabies prone. So this kind of rabies, what mostly the symptoms?
Yes. Let me put the symptoms in both the animal and then the human. Because if the human have it, these are the signs and symptoms you see. Sometimes they become very aggressive. Some even bark like dogs. Some become unconscious. Some get convulsions. Some get very aggressive and biting anything they see. They hallucinate.
The human beings,
they hallucinate. Some of them also fear water, hydrophobia. When you mention water or you put water on them or you give them water, they react. I've seen them in my career as a nurse practitioner and even as a nurse. I've seen them in the ward several times and they all don't survive because at that stage it's too late. So when they come, you see that they become furious, agitated, confusion, hallucinating. They fear water. One of them, when you pour the water small on him, you see him getting more aggressive. You see, yes, because they fear water. That's hydrophobia. Sometimes difficulty in swallowing. And like I said, they even get seizures, convulsions, you know. And you see water, saliva from their mouth, they are drooling, like the way the dog behaves. And then in the dog, when the rabies dog is also manifest, one of the signs you see that they normally leave home and they roam. And because they hallucinate, they bite anything they see. They bite tree, they bite rocks, they bite stones. Anything they see, they bite because they hallucinate. You know, the rabies virus has affected their nervous system. So they don't see as a dog should see. They see the stone as something that has come to attack it. So they bite the stone. You see them biting trees, biting. So when they see human beings too, they charge at you. And then they begin to bite. So these are the symptoms in both the dog and or the animal, and then also in the human being.
There's this myth, or is it a story, that when we're kids, they say when a dog get mad and bite a tree, the tree can die. I don't know what it is.
Well, that's one I'm not too sure. Well, I've not read any book.
Yeah, I think it is just a local thing. Though.
Yes.
Yeah. So regarding this issue again, is there a kind of course, the complications are very clear, but what should we always try to do to prevent or stop this thing from happening in the normal sense?
Yes, yes. That's an excellent question. One of the things we need to do is we make sure that all our pets, dogs, cats, if your pet is a raccoon, if your pet is a monkey, make sure they are vaccinated. And then also, if a human being, if a dog bite or any of these animal bite or scratch, you quickly report to the hospital for them to give you the...
Okay, before you conclude, like, for instance, you know, here we use dogs for hunting a lot.
Yes.
So, like, should you don't know that your dog has this and then you take it for hunting and it will be able to hunt and catch an animal with the teeth and whatever, when you eat it, are you going to get it?
Is it possible? This is a brilliant question. But before I come to that, the truth is that because our dogs and cats and our animals don't pay attention to them, we don't vaccinate them.
Yeah.
So every dog bite is a potential rabies case.
Oh, okay.
Yes, every dog bite is a potential rabies case. What we advise is that when a dog bites, you cage the dog for about 10 days. If it doesn't die, then it's not rabies. But who have the time in Ghana or Africa to do that?
Yeah.
You know, so what happens when the dog begins to bite, they kill it because they assume that the dog is mad. But sometimes after killing it, make sure the person that the dog bit, the place is washed with clean water and quickly send the person to the hospital for them to be given either the rabies immunoglobulin or the post-exposure prophylaxis, an injection. Normally it comes in 5 doses. Day 0, 3, 7, 14, and 21 or 28.
Okay.
So that you don't, because that one is 100% preventive. You are 100% assured that even if the dog gets a rabies virus or rabies dog, and you take the injection after the bite, you will never get it. You see it? Uh-huh. But if the dog bit you and then you assume, oh, it's a cool dog, it's my own dog, but the dog is not vaccinated, and you get the virus after, normally when the bite come within a week to 3 months or even more, like I said, sometimes 25 years before you develop the rabies. Since the rabies sickness starts, it's a journey of no return. You are going to go, you know. So make sure when the dog bites or scratch or the cat or the raccoon, the monkey, whatever, and it's not vaccinated, it's a potential rabies case. Don't take it for granted at all. Go to the hospital and report for them to take care of you. So some of this injection to be given. And like I said, it is 100% protective. You will not get the rabies sickness. So that's what we should do. So first of all, wash the place, clean the place, if possible, tie it. If it's bleeding, arrest the bleeding and apply pressure and then report to the hospital, you know. And then back to the question you asked, if this dog is not vaccinated and the dog happened to bite an animal or catch an animal for you through hunting and you eat, the good thing is that we cook our food before we eat, you know. So sometimes the heat is able to kill the virus in them. Because viruses are also fragile. Viruses are not robust. They are not strong like the bacteria. You know, in fact, some books even say viruses are not animals. They are particles. But they exhibit some signs of living thing and then some sign of non-living thing. So they are very fragile. So since the game meat is well cooked or boiled, the virus in it will die. And therefore, when you eat it, you are safe. So that's a very good question.
Thank you.
And even sometimes, you know, some part of our country, we also eat dogs. Dog is one of their favorite meal, you know. So I advise that some of these animals should be well prepared and well cooked. So if you are from the part of the country that eats these animals as your meal, the bats, the cat, the dog, the monkeys, and all that, you make sure you take care of them. They are vaccinated before you eat them, or you cook them very well, boil them very well before you eat. And when you do that, you are sure that you are safe from this rabies infection. Yeah.
Yeah, safe from this rabies. Otherwise, I was like, hey, then I'm in trouble because I like eating fish meat. Otherwise, that would have been very chaotic.
Yes.
So is that like something else you would have liked to say?
Yes. I think that I want to emphasize on the post-exposure prophylaxis. As soon as the rabies dog bite or the dog bite or scratch or the cats or the monkey, raccoon, any of these animals, as soon as they bite, don't assume the animal is okay. Like I said, you wash the place, clean up the place. If there's bleeding, apply some pressure and then you yourself go to the hospital for this treatment, because once the treatment is given, you are sure that you won't get the rabies. But if you assume that the animal is okay, meanwhile, the animal is not vaccinated. Once the rabies starts, it's a journey of no return. And that is sad. I've seen people come to the hospital and they die of rabies. Most of them are cats. Most of them are cats, because the cats, as they go and play around the community and they get these bites, some even go for hunting and they get this bite from this animal. When they come, they don't see it. And then within 3 months, 4 months, a year, they develop rabies. Then their parents are surprised. Where did you get this sickness? What animal bit you? But the animal bit the child way back. And then also, we should also be careful of these stray animals. You know, we live in a country or a region where almost every animal is a free range. So you see dogs walking about, cats walking about, some, well, they don't have owners, you know. So these stray animals can also be a source of worry, you know. So we should be careful about stray animals. If the animal is in the house, it has its owner, you are sure that the animal probably might have been vaccinated or even not mad because it's in the house. So the bite is not because it was mad, because it was provoked or it was being protective. You see? But the stray dog in the street that is biting, that one we are sure it's more likely to be a rabies dog. Even though all bites must be taken care of in the hospital. You see? So that we don't assume that, oh, after this bite today, there's no problem because the dog there, it was our dog. No. Make sure you do the right thing so that you don't get yourself into trouble.
Make sure you do the right thing so that you don't get rabies, like he's mentioned. When rabies actually starts, there's no return. There's no cure, there's no preventive. So you might just be careful from getting this bite or quickly send it to the hospital for better taking care of. And once again, we thank you, Mr. Francis Kuku Owusu, for your time. As again, listeners, we are grateful. Without you, our podcast wouldn't be heard. We believe that this message will not be kept only with you, but also you will share so that your brothers and sisters will also get help. If you are also interested in knowing more, please visit our podcast app and you will get more information for free. Once again, until we meet again, bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully, this information helps you to make healthy decisions in life.